and good morning. My name is Henry Pocchini. Thousands of students at the University of Michigan regularly help themselves to the food made in the dining halls. However, with such a large operation going on, many do not even think about how much food ends up being wasted on a daily basis. Here to talk about the waste that is created in the dining halls is University of Michigan dining hall employee Olivia Thomas.
Hi. So, which dining hall do you work at?
I work at Twiggs Dining Hall at Oxford.
Okay. And how much food do you notice that gets wasted there?
I notice it mostly in the evening or when we're switching between different meals in the day. So after breakfast, we'll pull the breakfast food eventually and then compost it. And at the end of the day at dinner, we'll pull all the food that doesn't get eaten and pretty much compost everything.
Are there like certain kinds of food that you notice gets wasted more than others?
Oh my gosh, chocolate chip cookies get wasted so much. We make between 4 and 8 trays of cookies a day at the dining hall, and I would say at least one of those trays probably doesn't get eaten every single day, so it's really sad having to throw the cookies away. Most produce, I would say, gets eaten, but sometimes if there's things that are made up, like in the hot food bar at dinner, that are left over and we can't save them for the next day, then those would get composted too.
Okay. And what efforts are made by the dining hall to try and reduce the waste that's created?
We keep careful track of how many portions are left every night. So last year, I think this was really helpful because it helps prepare us to know how much to make this year. And trying to make as close to what we think we'll need is, I would say, the main thing that we do to try and combat having excess food, but obviously you don't want to have too little because otherwise people run out of food and then they get hungry and sad that what they want to eat isn't there anymore. So I think keeping careful track of what gets wasted every night so that next year we can do better, or next time we serve that dish we can do better.
Okay, and what can we as consumers do to try and limit the waste?
I mean, definitely eating everything that you put on your plate is certainly helpful. If you ever are hungry at night and you want to come to Twiggs late night and grab a bagel that's left over or something, that prevents it from getting thrown into the compost. Grab some cookies, bring them back. No one's going to get mad at you if you bring a couple of cookies out. I think we'll just be happy that they're not going into the compost bin.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Michigan Dining has also made many efforts to reduce their waste. One strategy that has been implemented is reducing the size of the plates that the food is being served on. Many times, plates are displayed with the food already on it, with a precise amount of food given, designed to make the consumer be able to eat all of it without wanting to get more, thus reducing the amount that gets thrown away. They have also implemented trayless dining, which also helps reduce waste. All pre-consumer waste that is created from the kitchens is sent to the Ann Arbor Compost Center, where it is then turned into compost, mulch, and topsoil. All post-consumer waste is also composted through the university's own compost facilities, and at some dining halls is processed through a pulper to extract the water from the food. In the university's efforts to make dining halls more sustainable, 17.73% of its food is purchased from local or sustainable sources, with a goal of reaching 20% by 2025. In the end, however, the university can only do so much to reduce waste, but their efforts are futile if we as consumers do not do what we can to make sure that all food gets put to good use. That means being conscious of the amount of food we are taking and to not have the mindset that throwing away food isn't a big deal. I'm Henry Pocchini.